News, I'm Steve Karish. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the devastating attacks on a Saudi oil refinery attributed to Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has this report.
Hamza bin Laden had become an increasingly prominent figure in Al-Qaeda. A White House statement says he was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups, and his death, quote, not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but undermines important operational activities of the group. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There's another tropical storm near the Bahamas, which is still reeling from the near-total devastation from Hurricane Dorian last week. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited and said the Bahamas needs more help.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone.
Dorian led to the death of at least 50 people and the displacement of thousands. 1,300 are still missing. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Umberto is expected to become a hurricane by Sunday night or early Monday, but it won't threaten any land by the time it intensifies to that strength. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. Supporters of the ongoing protests for democratic reforms in Hong Kong have clashed with supporters of the central government. Sarah Bassett has more.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The World Food Programme has launched its biggest relief operation this year to aid thousands of Rohingya refugees whose possessions have been swept away by torrential rains in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is a low-lying country and prone to flooding. However, the amount of rain that battered the region in just one day this week is by any measure extreme and devastating. Herve Verhussel is spokesman for the World Food Programme.
All what's in the oils was basically washed away. What they use as a bed or what they use to cook, or everything was basically lost. They have nothing to cook. They have nothing to sleep. Most of their clothes have been lost. Basically, the little thing that they've rebuilt since they arrived in the camp was lost in one night of rain.
Monsoons and downpours in Bangladesh have become more erratic and powerful due to climate change. The WFP has been working on risk reduction measures to mitigate the impact of climate-related events. A relatively small crowd, just thousands of mourners, filed into about one-third of Zimbabwe's national sports stadium to give a final public send-off to former President Robert Mugabe. Mugabe, the first president of an independent Zimbabwe, died last week at the age of 95. The poor attendance reflects Mugabe's complicated legacy. Anita Powell has more.
The flag-draped coffin had arrived, followed by black-clad family members, their heads bowed. Military members stood rigid and proud. All of the pomp and circumstance one would expect for the memorial of a man hailed as an African icon was in place Saturday for the final public send-off for Robert Mugabe. But there was just one thing missing, a crowd. Because, for the man known as the father of his nation, very few of Mugabe's 16 million children showed up for his final public send-off Saturday in Harare's National Sports Stadium. Many Zimbabweans blame him for driving the nation's once strong economy into the ground. And they made that clear with their poor showing on Saturday. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
And I'm Steve Karish.
Best music today. The voice of